Locating news articles in Page One Plus. This video will demonstrate how to carry out a search for news articles using Page One Plus. We will cover two commonly used approaches to searching for news articles. A title-based search, which is used when you have the citation or information about the article, such as the title, author, publication, or date. And a topic-based search, which is used when you wish to browse news articles on a specific topic. We'll begin by looking at what's known as a title-based search for news articles. As mentioned, this kind of search will come in handy when you already have the citation or information for an article. For our example, we're going to search for a newspaper article from the Telegraph Journal. The title of the article is, "It's Time to Define Canadian Healthcare." We know that this article was published in 2009, however, we do not know the author's name. With this information, we can get started with our title-based search. We'll begin by visiting the Humber Library's website at library.humber.ca. We can usually start a search for information using the Page One Plus search box located at the center of the library homepage. However, newspaper articles are automatically excluded from those search results. Instead, we will head to the News Content Type page, which will allow us to carry out our news title-based search more seamlessly. To do so, select the Content Type button located to the right of the Page One Plus search box. Selecting the Content Type button will open up a pop-up in the same window with a list of content type options. From this list, we will select the News button. This will take us to the News Search page. At the top of the page, you will find a dedicated search box for news searches. Below the search box is a selection of databases that provide access to both Canadian and international news articles. To perform a title-based news article search, we will use the News Search box. Enter the title of the article into the search box, and then select the Find button to the right. Just as with other Page One Plus searches, our search results will open in a new tab or window. Typically, the article that you are looking for will be listed as one of the top results. This is because results are ordered by relevance to your search terms. If the article does not appear as one of the top results, be sure to check your spelling or try adding in some of the other information from the citation, such as the author's name or the publication. In this example, the article we are looking for is the first one in the list. To access the article for reading, simply select the Read Online button. If you haven't already signed in, you will be prompted to enter your Humber College login credentials in order to access the full article. Now that we can access the article, we can save it as a PDF, email it, print it, or simply read it in the browser window. This concludes this segment on how to find a news article by doing a title-based search. In this second part of the tutorial, we will look at how to do a topic-based news search, which is used when you wish to browse news articles on a specific topic. Let's start back at the library homepage at library.humber.ca. As we did before in the previous segment, select the Content Type button to view the list of content type options. From this Content Type pop-up list, select the News button. This will take us to the News Search page in a new tab or window. We can choose to do a broad search using the News Search box located at the top of the page, or we can choose from a list of suggested e-resources found below. When looking for Canadian news stories, the resources that feature a maple leaf icon next to the title of each resource are a great place to start. In this demonstration, we will carry out a topic-based news search using the News Search box. Using the search box, we will enter in some keywords to describe our desired topic. and then select the Find button located to the right of the search box. Please note, the more search terms you enter, the more specific your results will be. You may need to try several different search term combinations before you retrieve the right results for your needs. Our search results will open in a new tab or window. We can browse the title of each result to gather information about the content of each article. We can also narrow these results further by using the search filters located on the left side of the screen. For example, we can change the publication date to limit our results to articles published within a specific date range. Once we find an article that we are interested in, we can simply select the Read Online button to access the full article. Once again, now that we can access the article, we can save it as a PDF, email it, print it, or simply read it in the browser window. This concludes this tutorial on how to search for news articles in Page1 Plus by performing a title or topic-based search. If you have any questions, please visit the Research Help page on the library website at library.humber.ca/research-help to connect with a member of the library team.